from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S.-led coalition airstrikes reportedly killed 23 near Iraqi border. And another North Korean ballistic missile launch. The sound of the latest North Korean ballistic missile launch from an unspecified location in North Korea. It will be an emergency meeting of the UN Security Council on Tuesday that will address just that very test. The U.S., Japan, and South Korea requested the discussions after Pyongyang launched a missile Sunday in an unusual high-altitude ballistic path. Ken Gause is the Director of International Affairs at the Center for Naval Analyses on international reaction to the launch.
The U.S. is definitely going to take the hard line, followed by Japan. The Moon Jae-in administration's reaction will be very interesting to see whether he falls in line with that hard line or whether he looks to soften it. I suspect China will call for all sides to kind of calm down. Whether, if this thing comes to the Security Council, what the Russia and China vote will be fairly interesting to watch.
A Syrian war monitor says airstrikes early Monday killed 23 people near the country's border with Iraq. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the strikes were likely carried out by the U.S.-led coalition that has been targeting Islamic State with bombs since 2014. The strikes came a day before U.N. envoy Staffan de Mistura was set to convene the next round of peace talks.
Everybody has been telling us, and we agree, that any type of reduction of violence, in this case de-escalation, cannot be sustained unless there is a political horizon in one direction or the other. That's exactly what we are pushing for.
This is VOA News. The worldwide ransomware cyber attacks appeared to ease on Monday, although thousands more computers, mostly in Asia, were hit as people signed in at work for the first time since the infection spread to 150 countries 3 days ago. Health officials in Britain, where surgeries and doctor's appointments in its national healthcare system had been severely impacted Friday, were still having problems on Monday. But Health Minister Jeremy Hunt said it was encouraging that a second wave of attacks had not materialized. Cybersecurity experts say the unknown hackers behind the ransomware attacks used a vulnerability that came from U.S. government documents leaked online. In the United States, Tom Bossert, a Homeland Security advisor to President Donald Trump, said that cybersecurity attack is something that for right now we've got under control.
We need people at every level to engage in their network hygiene, which is not necessarily the nicest thing to always talk about. And we also need government action, collective action abroad and with the United States to address this type of attack.
He said computers that have not been updated should be done so immediately with a special preventive patch. The World Health Organization has confirmed a second case of the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo following an earlier outbreak last month that killed at least three people. And these are believed to be the first cases since an epidemic ravaged portions of West Africa in 2014 that left more than 11,000 dead. Two Ivory Coast cities were in a state of shutdown Monday as disgruntled soldiers continued firing in the air to demand the government pay them promised bonuses. Now, reporters for VOA's French to Africa service say the shooting in Abidjan and Bouake had stopped by mid-afternoon, but tension remained high with shops closed down and the streets nearly empty. A spokesman for the soldiers speaking from Bouake told VOA that soldiers are not attempting a coup. They said they simply want President Alassane Ouattara to keep his promise to pay them bonuses of about $20,000 per person. The spokesman said soldiers have received less than half the money and want the rest paid in monthly installments. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Trump is concerned about how moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem would affect the Middle East peace process. President Trump promised to relocate the U.S. Embassy as one of his campaign pledges. And former U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama has criticized the new Trump administration's directives on school lunches during her first high-profile public appearance since leaving the White House. Ms. Obama, who led a nationwide effort to reduce childhood obesity while First Lady, told an annual health conference in Washington Friday that more nutritious school lunches are important because millions of children receive federally subsidized meals. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.